Audio Renaissance presents Robert Ludlum's best-selling character, Jason Bourne, in The Bourne Legacy, by Eric Van Lustbader. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue. Khalid Murat, leader of the Chechen rebels, sat still as a stone in the center vehicle of the convoy making its way through the bombed-out streets of Groznya. The BTR-60 BP armored personnel carriers were standard Russian military issue, and, as such, the convoy was indistinguishable from all the others rumbling through the city on patrol. Murat's heavily armed men were crammed into the other two vehicles, one in front and one behind his own. They were heading toward Hospital Number 9, one of six or seven different hideouts Murat used to keep three steps ahead of the Russian forces searching for him. Murat was darkly bearded, close to 50, with a bear's broad stance and the fire-lit eyes of the true zealot. He had learned early on that the iron fist was the only way to rule. He had been present when Dzhokhar Dudayev had imposed Islamic Sharia law to no avail. He had seen the carnage wreaked when it had all begun, when the Chechnya-based warlords, foreign associates of Osama bin Laden, invaded Dagestan and executed a string of bombings in Moscow and Volgodonsk that killed some 200 people. When the blame for the foreigners' actions was falsely put on Chechen terrorists, the Russians began their devastating bombing of Groznya, reducing much of the city to rubble. The sky over the Chechen capital was blurred, made indistinct by a constant flux of ash and cinder, a shimmering incandescence so lurid it seemed almost radioactive. Oil-fueled fires burned everywhere across the rubble-strewn landscape.